y'all. Welcome to Up the Coast with Alex and Britt. I am extremely excited to interview our next guest, the head coach of University of North Carolina, Coach Megan Smith. A little history about Coach Smith and her coaching. She was a head coach at Kansas, Marshall, at Western Carolina, where I was lucky enough to be recruited by her back in the day. Also some assistant coaching stints at Carolina, Charlotte, LSU. And Coach, as I read your bio and people read your bio online, it's really easy to see the bullet points of where you've been, the success you've had, but nobody really understands the journey of a head coach and what it's like moving your family to a new town, a new city, starting over. You had your son Cooper going to Kansas, LSU, and what that means to a family and the pressure of the success and the failures that go along with it. And it's a grind and it's a journey for you and your family. And when you accepted the job, you said you were coming home. So it's like this full circle moment. Everything that you worked for has come to fruition. And I want to know what the emotion was like for you on the day that you accepted the job. And what is it like to call your dad or tell your dad, the biggest Tar Heel fan I know, that you were going to be the next head coach at the University of North Carolina?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me on. Excited to do this with you, too. You guys do a great job, so I'm excited to be a part of it. Yeah, what a full circle moment, right? You know, I grew up in North Carolina. My father is an alum. My sister went to Carolina. It was kind of predetermined that that's where I was going to go if Coach Papa would have me. And luckily she did. And, you know, I love North Carolina. I love being a Tar Heel. I always have. And, you know, when you start your career, you know, obviously you go to places where you can grow and you can make an impact and you kind of climb that ladder. And yeah, you know, I don't know if I ever really thought about, man, you know, I'd love to end up at North Carolina as the head coach, but you know, I think deep down you kind of have that deep down inside of you, right? That you're hopeful that you can get to a point where maybe you are in a place where it might work out that you could have that opportunity. You know, so obviously went to a lot of places, you named them, I moved around, had my son when I was at LSU and ended up going to Kansas for 9 years after that. And, you know, Brittany, you know my story a little bit, but while I was at Kansas, my son's father was diagnosed with cancer and passed away really quickly. So I was out there on my own with my little three-year-old, trying to lead a Big 12 program, with no family around, you know, so stayed there for quite a while and really worked hard there at Kansas and then decided I wanted to get closer to home. And that's where Marshall came into the picture, which was an awesome place to be. So when I got to Marshall, truthfully, I was there. That's it. I'm going to finish here at Marshall. I had met someone and we had gotten married and were coaching together. And this was a wonderful place to do that. An awesome fan support, awesome university, great tradition. Loved every minute of being in Huntington, West Virginia, and being a part of the Thundering Herd. And, you know, when Coach Papa retired, man, you know, a lot of mixed emotions. I'm sure you had them too, Brittany. This is our coach, our mentor, someone we love so much. And just was sad that her chapter was over and never thought, well, maybe I'll throw my name in the hat or maybe I'll look into it or maybe they'll call me. I never thought about it. It was more of, let me touch base with her and see how she's doing. Let's get with my alum friends and talk about, man, you know, how this chapter is ending and the era of, you know, Coach Papa being at Carolina is over and how kind of torn we were because of that. You know, we're really sad because of that, but happy for her, you know, that she's moving on and doing her fun retirement life. But then the process started for me here. And, you know, it's honestly a little surreal to even think back through it and kind of go through it again. You know, I had a Zoom call with the AD and a senior associate AD and got an interview very quickly after. And then quickly after I was offered the job and it was such a whirlwind and, you know, dream come true. You know, I hate to kind of sound cliche and a little bit corny, but dream come true. You know, my dream was always to play at Carolina. I did that and I loved every minute of it. And, you know, as you're going through your coaching career, like I said, probably deep down, my dream was to be the head coach at North Carolina. And when it finally happened, it was an emotional moment. And just the whole process was an emotional process. You know, I told Bubba Cunningham, our athletic director, that there's tons of coaches out there, and a lot of them are great, and they may be better than me, I don't know, you know, whatever, but there's nobody that loves the University of North Carolina like I do, and you can take that to the bank. I'm not here for me. I'm here because I love this place, and I love everything about it. And, you know, when he offered me the job, I speechless, you know, it was hard for me to even put words together to accept it. You know, I was just very humbled and honored and so proud, you know, so proud to be a Tar Heel and to be able to come back and now outwardly be a Tar Heel again. Closet a little bit when I was like, you gotta like put all your clothes in the closet and only wear them in secret. And, you know, you have to be kind of quiet about it. And now I don't have to be. It's every day of my life now. It's not just my home. It's always been my home and my heart. Now it's actually my home, my address, which is pretty cool. And I'm super excited. And 100% the first person besides my husband and my son to call and tell about this was my father. And he is, like Brittany said, he is a bigger Tar Heel fan than I am. And he bleeds Carolina blue. And, you know, for him, this experience of me being back here, watching him, that has been what has made it the most special, truthfully. Really not how I'm feeling about it, but just watching him and seeing him experience this. He's living his best life right now, you know. Come to all the games, and he's talking to the team, and, you know, he's it's just amazing. And, you know, I'm so grateful, just so grateful that this is the opportunity that I've been given.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like Mr. Bubba Cunningham at UNC listened to you and did, in fact, take it to the bank. So that's awesome. Has anything in particular surprised you about being back in Chapel Hill?
Gosh, surprised me. You know, I think kind of the ease of just coming right back to Carolina. It's been years, you know. I mean, I was an assistant here for a year and played a long time ago. And, you know, it's been a while and things have changed quite a bit. But things are also very, very similar, you know, so just the ease of it, of just getting acclimated back to being in Chapel Hill and, you know, getting to know the players and that process and really, you know, becoming a team. I feel like I wouldn't say that it surprised me that it was easy, but it just felt right, I think, more so. And, you know, it's been really nice to have that easy transition of, you know, just feeling at home and, you know, not having to, I didn't have to wonder where things were or how do I get here or who do I knew a lot of people already. I knew the place, and that was super easy, an easy transition for sure.
I don't know. Every time I go to Chapel Hill, Franklin Street looks a little bit different though.
Yeah, they're still some of the same. He's not here, still the same, Britt. Yeah, so right.
We're good.
We're good then, right? Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the ease of the transition. I guess, how do you have that balancing act over three decades of a foundation that Coach Papa laid in the Carolina way, but also bringing your new twist and be able to take this program to the next level? How do you balance that?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you know, I love Coach Papa, and I'm a part of her foundation that she laid here in Chapel Hill. And, you know, and I respect her tremendously. And just to, you know, make sure the current team understood that's where I'm coming from. I'm not coming from a place of coming in here and just tearing down, you know, and a lot of people would do that. And that's not my intent. That is not at all in my heart. You know, I am here because I love her. I love what she has done here, and I'm here to build on that. And for sure, it's going to go in a different direction because I have a different style and I'm a different type of a coach and a different person than her. But I'm going to do so with the utmost respect for what she has done, who she is, how things have been done. And, you know, I'm never going to lose sight of that. And I think that's important. You know, she is Carolina softball. She will always be Carolina softball. She was here for 38 seasons. She's amazing, right? So I'm not here to erase that or replace that or at all. I am here to honor it. I am here to make her proud, and I'm here to build on it and in my own style. And she even says it, you know, after, you know, we communicate a lot, but after the first, or probably before the first day, I didn't get it until after the first game, she said, you know, it's time to put your stamp on things. It's time for you to make your mark. And, you know, having her support and her understanding what's in my heart about this, I think has been really special.
And I don't think you're the only alumni. I love Coach Papa so much. And when she retired, I'm not sure if you're aware, but the alumni, I was on like three or four different large group chats with alumni, like, who's going to take over this program? We love Carolina. We love Coach Papa. It needs to be in the right hands. And names were getting thrown around, and then your name got thrown around, and we're like, no, this is who we want to entrust this program with. And there were letters written, emails written. I mean, the support that the alumni had with you taking over this program was huge. And I don't know if it made a difference. Your records and your resume speaks for itself. But just like you said, we want to honor Coach Papa. And as an alumni group, I know I can speak for us that you were the one that we wanted to take over what she's built.
Well, that's awesome. And I got wind of some of that, and a few
we were after it.
Yeah, a few alums, people I played with actually sent me some things that they wrote, and I might get emotional even thinking about it. You know, you don't realize how special your bonds are as teammates, and even alums who maybe didn't play with me, or maybe I didn't coach when I was here, but just know me and kind of know my story and know who I am. You know, it's, man, what an honor to read some of those things and to know, you know, I wasn't the best player to ever play at Carolina. My, you know, what I did here as a player isn't on a wall, right? But I know I was a great teammate and I was a great leader here. And I took a lot of pride in that. And just to kind of hear your teammates and what they have to say about you 30 years later, you know, we're old now. So the things that they said, I mean, it was touching. And I'm so, you know, part of me being here and every day when I walk in here, I'm trying to make all those people proud, you know, who believed in me and who supported me through this process and who wanted me in this seat. You know, I'm working for our team, our players, our school, but I'm also working for all y'all because I know that you guys are invested in me and what I'm doing here. And I'm super proud to sit in this seat and represent you guys.
That's really special. I love hearing that from the outside because I feel like I feel that way a lot about like my program and where I come from. So to see other people have those same experiences, it's so cool. And it really is just so telling of how awesome sports are, especially at this level. When you were named head coach and once you got on campus more and really got familiar with what was going on current state in Chapel Hill, how did you decide what you wanted to attack first and what did you attack first?
Well, I mean, first it's about the team and about the players and building relationships with them. You know, that's a process. That's a process. And I didn't recruit any of them. So, you know, it usually you go through the recruiting process and start building and forming those bonds and that, you know, that relationship then. And then it just grows so much when you actually get together every day, right? But I didn't get any of that. I got none of the background through recruiting. I'm walking in, just meeting people. So really trying to establish relationships and start that process. We're still doing that. You know, if I'm being completely honest, it's only what, 8 months, 9 months, whatever it is in, and I'm still doing that with these players because I've just met them. And so, you know, that was the important piece. Get in touch with them. If anybody was here on campus, get to them in person. Let's make sure we start that process because I know how critical that is. And that's the biggest component of how I coach is getting to know players and building that relationship so they can trust me and they can, you know, I can earn their respect. And like I said, we're still in that process. We're not, you know, that's not completed now. We're still working through it because I'm still getting to know these players. But, you know, that was definitely the most important piece that I needed to attack early.
Yeah, before we get into the on the field stuff, just staying with the relationship building because, you know, you like you said, you didn't recruit these players and you're an amazing recruit. I remember when you recruited me, it was the hardest phone call I ever had to make to tell you that I wasn't coming to play for you. My little sister was probably more upset than I was. There were tears that night. But I remember thinking if I could make Coach Smith proud, it's if I go to Carolina. The only way she'd be okay with me to say no to her is if I went to Carolina. So it made me work extra harder to achieve that goal. But I see on like social media, you're having family dinners at your house, different teams, classes come over. Are you still continuing things off the field now that you're in season or other things that you did in the fall that you felt really helped build those relationships?
Yeah, I mean, we're still trying to do things when we can during the season. You know how it gets once season starts. It gets a little tougher, but we spend a ton of time together. So that's mm-hmm. really a lot what it is, just get together and be together. You know, in the fall, I think it's really important that I open up my home to them. And, you know, I'm a person and they're a people, and that first and foremost, right? So I want them to see me as not just a coach. You know, I am a mother. I've got pets. I've got, you know, obviously they know I have a husband because he's here every day too, but you know, I'm a person outside of the field, and so are they. And so that was important, you know, just to get them feeling comfortable, just being around just as people, you know, just as people, and build relationships off the field. You know, I feel like that's critical. If you're not doing that, it's hard to do it on the field if you're not really interacting and really investing in each other off the field. So that's important. And we did a lot of that, you know, just doing one-on-one Starbucks dates. You know, I'm a big Starbucks person. So, you know, just kind of reaching out and getting to know people one-on-one away from the field, or, you know, picking up a freshman and taking them to grab coffee and then dropping them back off, you know, at their class or at their dorm. You know, I think those things are important, and it's harder to do now during season, but, you know, it's something that in the fall was a big part of what we were doing, just coming together as a team, learning each other, you know, growing together, and the process is ongoing. It's a little different now because we're doing it more so in a travel setting, or, you know, while we're here at the field waiting for games. You know, we're just trying to find those pockets of time where we can come together.
Awesome. You mentioned him, not us, your husband. So he coaches with you. Tell us a little bit about that and how that is, how your guys' dynamic works, and kind of the benefit too and knowledge that he's brought to the team.
Yeah, you know, I feel like a lot of people say, how could you coach with your spouse? Like, what? You don't ever get a break, and it's got to be, you know, tough. And I'm not going to say it's not tough at times, you know, but at the end of the day, our jobs, we're literally working 24/7. You don't ever get time off. So, you know, having a spouse that's right along in the thick of it with you and along for the ride, we get to do all these things together. So we're not, you know, time away from home is with part of my family. So that makes it a little bit easier, you know. But I also think, gosh, a benefit when we went to Marshall and coached together, having someone of his caliber who he can never leave. He is always has to stay. I don't have to worry about, you know, him getting hired away, looking to go anywhere else. I mean, he's here, and that's a huge benefit. He's amazing at what he does. And to be able to have someone of his caliber and his knowledge base and how he can develop hitters, to be able to have him and know that he's locked in. He's locked in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Consistency is going to be there. We are going to be consistent pieces here to help, you know, get this program going and to, you know, to really do some big things here. It's nice to know that consistency is there. I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. Nobody's calling him and taking him. He's mine.
So what you're saying is he's good, but it was strategic, very strategic.
Maybe.
I mean, it.
You know, I'm glad that it worked out with someone that's so good at hitting, because that helps me. So, you know.
Right. That's funny you said that. In a previous podcast we had, we mentioned that with the offensive numbers that you were putting up so early in the season, like any big time coaching spot come up, Corey Lyon's going to be on that short list. But I'm like, nope, he's a Tar Heel. He's stuck. And that's great.
He is, but he loves it. You know, I feel like he was a head coach before and a pretty good head coach, you know, and I think he really has settled into, he loves being just a hitting coach. He loves it. And it's not that, I mean, he still gets full control over, you know, what's going on there. And he gets to interact with the players and, you know, goof around with them. And he doesn't have to do all the things head coaches have to do. So I think he enjoys that a little bit, you know? So, but yeah, we're lucky to have him, and that's going to be a consistent thing. And consistency is key with your staff. And I think that's something that we're going to have here, which is nice.
I want to touch on those offensive numbers. They're pretty astounding this year. Just looking at last season, the team was batting, just put some numbers behind it. Finished the season 275 batting average. This year, in just 30 games, you're at 376 as a team. Slugging percentage is up over 100 points. Almost 300 hits already in this season. What has it been with the philosophy of hitting? Because you have a lot of the same hitters that are just so much better this year. And as a team, what's that philosophy in the box that's been different?
You know, all those players, they might not have put up the numbers last year that they're putting up this year, but they're talented hitters. You know, we watched them on film when we got when we were hired, and we watched all of them just to kind of see who are these players, you know, whether they look like as players. And I'm a fan and I've watched them play, but never as, okay, I might coach these players. So, you know, really looking at their swings, looking at how they approach things. And we were excited about what they looked like. And we felt really confident that with our system and how we do things and how we approach things, we thought that they would improve big time. We really believe that. And part of it is just the confidence piece. You know, we are coming in with a very simple system. It is not overcomplicated. He keeps it really simple. He makes it really one-on-one in terms of his interaction and his working with hitters, working with them and how they do things, not cookie cutter, which I think is important. And just, you know, breathing confidence into them, you know, building up their confidence and working with them through that and having an environment where they feel free and relaxed and where they come to the field and love what they're doing and love training and love getting ready and preparing, you know, that was important. And I think that they've really, you know, adapted well to the changes. And I think that they are, you know, are locked in to making those small adjustments. We're all about little things. And I think they've locked into that and they're super confident, you know, and I think that's big. Positive energy, confidence is key. And, you know, that's how we do things. And, you know, they've gotten used to that being how we do things. And I think they really like it. And I think it's paying dividends in terms of our success.
It definitely is. Well, the numbers they're putting up alone, even individually, it is pretty impressive. Of course, on a team scale, but definitely also on that individual scale. So you have a couple players putting up some monster numbers, just to call it like it is. What are you most proud of? You've got Alex Coleman hitting over 500, Sanaa Thompson, you've got Destiny Middleton. Those are some of your most impactful players by the numbers, but just overall, what have you been most proud of and what kind of growth have you seen?
You know, I think I'm proud of a lot. You know, the names you mentioned are three big ones that I could speak to for sure. You know, they're all three have different stories, which I think is so cool. You know, Alex played for me at Marshall and transferred here. She is from North Carolina. I recruited her. She's a Carolina Cardinal Brit, so she played with the Cardinals. Here we go. And I'm a Cardinal too, and so is Brittany. So, you know, we recruited her at Marshall. She came to Marshall, had some ups and downs, had to deal with a ton of adversity, but finished really well at Marshall. And when I took the job here, you know, she immediately said, "Can I go with you?" And my thought was, okay, you got to get in the portal first. So let's rules are rules. I can't talk to you about that. You know, so let's just breathe a little bit and we'll see what happens. And she ended up getting in the portal and then calling me, and it worked out. And, you know, her story is awesome. You know, it was her dream to be at Carolina and she didn't get the opportunity. So she came to Marshall and had some great years with us there. And now she's living her dream and doing it. My goodness, look how well she's doing. You know, she really has attacked it and taken the challenge head on. You know, a lot of people said, well, let's see how she can do it, you know, in the ACC. Well, okay, fair. But, you know, we were pretty good at Marshall. So, you know, when they said that, I'm thinking, all right, well, you must not have watched us. And she sure has come in with a chip on her shoulder. And she's amazing. And she is thankful and grateful for all of it and super humble. And it's been fun to see her. You mentioned Sanaa, totally different story. Freshman coming in, right? Freshman coming in, brand new. You know, all this is new to her. Her fall was all about learning and just getting used to things. And, you know, we knew she was a special talent. But, you know, in the fall, she's just getting her feet under her and figuring out, you know, how we're doing things and how college life, how that's working. And, you know, the first weekend, she didn't play the first day. And gave her an opportunity. And I mean, she absolutely just blew us away. And we knew she could, you know, but when you give a freshman an opportunity, you just don't know. You don't know exactly how they're going to handle that and what they're going to do with it. And she absolutely left no doubt. You know, she's amazing. And her approach to things, she's still learning and growing. She's hit a little bit of a rough patch hitting here, but I have full confidence in her that she's going to work through it. She's a student of the game, always asking questions, which you love to see from a freshman. You know, because if they're that way as a young player, imagine what she's going to be like as a senior. You know, when she's learned, like she soaked everything in and she's, you know, had the experiences to back it up too. So she's been a really awesome, I can't say surprise because we knew she was an unbelievable player, but she's been amazing as a freshman. And then you mentioned Destiny. So she's one of those that's been here for a while. Always played. She's always played. She's an amazing third baseman, but offensively, I mean, you look at her numbers last year, nothing that you would even think about, you know, nothing that jumps off the page. And she is having the year of her life right now. You know, I mean, she's super productive in the box, does a lot of things well, dynamic, you know, is still amazing at third base. And now look at her offensive numbers, you know, and it's that makes me super excited, right? Because you come in and you hope, even though these players didn't sign up to play for me, you hope you can give them an awesome year. Some of them, a lot of them only have 1 year left, right? So I'm wanting to give them the best year ever. You know, hey, just 2 feet in with me and let's see if we can make this your best year yet. And I feel like she's done that. You know, I feel like she, you know, could have, not sure about this. I don't know, you know, we're new. I've had Coach Papa for so long. I don't know about this, but you know, she might have had some of those feelings. I'm sure all of them did, but she sure has jumped in 2 feet and she's having the best year she's ever had. So that's really neat to see. I'm excited.
So cool.
Yeah. Another one of those players that I've been impressed with was Isabella Emmerling. I mean, mm-hmm. her numbers, I loved her swing last year, but the numbers just didn't match her swing. I mean, she's already topped her home run numbers, RBI numbers, her hits, her batting average, 366. She's having a heck of a year. I always like watching her play, so I'm happy for her too. But we're in the middle, getting it towards the middle of ACC play, the grind of the season, RPIs start getting in the conversation. What do you see moving forward with this season? Where's your focus? Where do you look to improve with the team as you get deep into the season?
Well, you know, I think our biggest, and you've watched, I'm sure, our biggest thing is consistency. You know, I think that, you know, we are, you know, knee deep in ACC play. We've had 3 series, 2 have gone well, 1 not so well, you know, and I think it's just the consistency piece. You know, that's the thing that, you know, maybe we're missing. There are days that our offense is on it and there are days it's not. And, you know, I feel like it's one of those, you know, when you get in the thick of a season, you tend to start really locking in on results instead of process. And my philosophy is always process. That's how I've always done things. That's how our teams have always, you know, how we've lived is worrying about process and let the results happen. And I think that's one thing that we're still working to get folded into the culture here. You know, it's one thing for that to be how I do things. It's another thing for that to be how they do things and they think. And so we're really working on transitioning that thought process. You know, it's not about your personal result. It's about the process that we're going through. It's about your process. It's about growth. It's about, you know, being able to bounce back. It's about making adjustments. It's about all of these things and not being so focused on the result of things. And so that's something that we're really working through. We're working through that. You know, I think once we can really surrender that result and really lock in on process, we'll be more consistent. We're just not quite, but we're working on it. You know, I mean, we're, like I said, this whole learning process and growing with each other, we're doing it every day, right? So it's not over. We're still doing it. And I'm hopeful that we can, you know, really find that footing with the process so we can be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah, focusing on the process is so hard. I know it's so daunting for us as players. I can't imagine as you guys as coaches, because I'm starting to see it on the other side now, just obviously being removed from the game in that aspect. And you're like, oh my gosh, you can't do it for them. Like, so how can I get through to them to make them comfortable and confident in everything that we work on? So hats off to you guys, every coach out there that is really just making an impact in that way. But I just want to end with one final question, at least in this regard, is there anything that you would be willing to share about you, your home life, your program that people can't just read on the internet? Like, give us something good about what makes you guys who you are, or something fun that you guys have done, anything.
That's okay.
Hobbies.
What's that? Hobbies?
Any hobbies? Yeah.
Well, this is not a hobby, but I will tell you, I am completely obsessed with ghost energy drinks. Have you ever had a ghost energy drink?
No.
They're amazing.
No. Okay.
They're the best. Okay. But it's kind of like our thing. Like we want Ghost to sponsor our team. That's how much we are drinking Ghost, to the point where I like to open them in the huddle. It's a big thing. Like it's a important part of what we do is Ghost. So that's my plug.
Okay.
At some point, trying to get the girls drink. I mean, I shouldn't have the girls drinking energy drinks. No, they do already. They're drinking Red Bull. They're drinking other things. So I'm trying to shift them to the Ghost because they're amazing. So that's something that
okay.
It's kind of a joke around here that we're kind of addicted to
That's awesome. So if you guys do any kind of postseason run, or if Britt and I get to celebrate anything with you guys at ACC tournament, like, we should have some ghost cans and shake them up and let them go, right? Like, just ghost showers.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Noted.
And our team has a lot of fun too. I mean, you can watch our team play and they have a lot of fun. We've got some fun characters. Kenna Ray is one of them. I don't know if you've watched her. I mean, she's hilarious. So I just enjoy being around them. They're a fun group for sure.
That's cool. Well, Coach, thank you so much for spending your time with us. We really appreciate it. We love watching what you are currently doing with the program and are so excited to see what you continue to do. I know for people like Britt, it means so much to have an alumni leading the program because you guys are a really tight-knit group. So thank you for joining us and jumping on and letting us learn more about the Tar Heel way.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me. And Britt, I'm working hard to make you proud, girl. I know we're Tar Heel born and bred, right? So okay.
You already are, Coach. You already are.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And we'll see you. Alex and I will be at the ACC tournament in Durham. So we'll get to see you then.
Sounds great. But
best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Let's do it.
All right. Go Heels.
All right. Go Heels, Coach.
I'll give you a go. Go. All right.